This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps. For these next 2 weeks, we'll be highlighting two very different pieces of Alias Chamber Ensemble's Spring Concert, which includes works that were revolutionary in the times when they premiered. Consider for a moment J.S. Bach's St. Matthew Passion, a piece that was so far ahead of its time that even its revival in the Romantic period by Felix Mendelssohn is considered one of the seminal events of German music history. The Alias members, who we fondly know as Cheap Trills here in Studio C, including Zenobia Bowers, Matt Walker, Francis Perry, and Patrick Daly, have brought a movement of the St. Matthew Passion to Studio C today. Welcome back. Patrick Daly, tell us, what part of the Passion story is being told in Erbarme Dich?
Yes, well, but firstly, we're glad to be back today. And in this particular piece, Erbarme Dich, we are hearing, this is coming from part two of the St. Matthew Passion, in which Peter has just denied Jesus three times. And so he's asking for mercy and for forgiveness. And so he repeats, "Have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord," after he's just committed what he feels is like the biggest offense.
This is Erbarme Dich from J.S. Bach's St. Matthew Passion, performed by the Cheap Trills Quartet from Alias Chamber Ensemble, live in Studio C.
Oh,
Armitage from J.S. Fox, St. Matthew Passion, Zenobia Bowers on violin, Matt Walker on cello, Francis Perry on lute, and Patrick Daly was the countertenor. Alias Chamber Ensemble wraps up their Novel Noise season on June 4th at Congregation Micah, and we'll hear more from that concert next week. In the meantime, if you'd like to revisit other Cheap Trills performances or any of this year's Live in Studio C performances, you can stream them on our website. Find other performances from Alias, Chatterbird, Rhiannon Giddens, Bela Fleck, Oliver the Crow, the Miro String Quartet, and many more for free anytime at 91classical.com. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program today is Cameron Atkins. I'm Colleen Phelps. Thanks for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.